This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A Florida judge says no way to masks, so lots of people will be able to get on planes and not have to wear masks. Meanwhile, many people are coming down with this new variant of COVID and trying to isolate as it is really spreading, but not sending people to the hospital, thank goodness. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Here we are again in the middle of April. I feel like I say this all the time, but does it really feel like April, people? Do you feel like we are in the middle of April? Well, if you live in the Northeast and you're listening to this show, you definitely don't, because you are dealing with snow. Strong wind, heavy snow, even on the coast, lots of flooding. 11 states, North Carolina to Maine, right? So dealing with that, and it slammed in the afternoon, anywhere from flooding in Delaware to wild winds in Connecticut. It is short, and by Tuesday, it'll move out of the Northeast. So if you're chilly and you're bundling up and you still can't believe that this is April, believe it and be glad that it'll be ushered out quickly. That's the good news with this nor'easter. Crazy, crazy, crazy thing. All right, I think the biggest buzz in the land, and I said this is what the show is about, is the CDC mask mandate no longer in effect. I just came back a few days ago, as you know, from California. Everybody was masked up, but not this week. This federal judge in Florida knocked down on Monday the Biden administration's mask mandate for airplanes and other public transportation. U.S. District Judge Catherine Mizell said that the mandate was unlawful because it exceeded the statutory authority of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and because its implementation violated administrative law. So specifically, to get into the weeds for 1 second, this now, by this ruling, which basically is the broad strokes I just told you there. As she said, that anybody sitting on a plane now, you don't have to wear the mask. You don't have to do it. It was just last week that the CDC extended the mask mandate through May 3rd for airplanes, trains, and other forms of public transportation. So once again, there's confusion, but according to the judge, going by the letter of the law, saying it was unlawful because they don't have the authority to do that. So it's not in effect. But the Biden administration is looking at it to see if there is an appeal possibility. So for now, this ruling, when you look at the airlines, Delta, United, Southwest, are now saying, if you're flying, masks are optional. Alaska Airlines is saying that passengers whose behavior was particularly egregious over the past 2 years and objecting to the mandate will remain banned. So don't think you're getting back on the flight or flying with us again because this has been lifted, even though it's been rescinded. Forget about it. So if you're listening, Amtrak, the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority, they operate D.C.'s Metro, they're not going to require masks. New Jersey Transit, New York Metropolitan Transportation Authority, they're going to keep their requirements. So this is where it gets murky. If you live in Jersey, you're listening to the show. If you're commuting, you got to wear your mask. But then if you're flying out of an airport near there, you don't have to wear your mask. Now, this variant is the BA2 variant of the coronavirus. So cases are on the rise, right? You got the city of Philadelphia re-implementing their indoor mask mandates because of how wild it spread. And a lot of universities are doing the same thing. Not hospitalizations, not people who feel like they're not going to make it to the other side of it. It's mostly mild. I can't say that every single case is, but it's mostly mild. So interesting. This was a 59-page ruling, by the way. 59-page ruling. And so it was the meaning of one word in those 59 pages, sanitation. Because she went back to a 1944 statute that gives the federal government the authority in its efforts to combat communicable diseases to issue regulations concerning sanitation. She concluded that the use of the word in that statute was limited to measures that clean something, that sanitation didn't have anything to do with this whole mask thing, saying that wearing a mask means cleaning nothing. If anything, it traps virus droplets, but it doesn't sanitize the person wearing the mask or sanitize anything around. So she wrote the mandate saying that it fell outside of the law. Fell outside of the law. Interesting, isn't it? And it's going to be interesting to see if there is a challenge to this or not. If there is an appeal. So now because of this, the Association of Flight Attendants is saying, please be calm and consistent in the airports and on the planes. So now there's confusion, and that's the problem, right? So there can't be confusion on this. If it's out, it's out. If it's in, it's in. And that's the problem that we've had all along with this push-pull over mass period. But for now, there are people that are on planes that don't have to wear the mask. Don't have to wear the mask. In Russia, the conversation is about the Donbass assault. Ukrainians are trying to make their last stand there. Coming up in our next hour, we're going to talk to a friend of mine who's in Poland and is working on a project that is helping so many people in that area, the people that are coming over. And we'll explain as we get closer to that. But he's been over there for probably about a week or so. And we'll chat with Greg coming up in the next hour to get an idea of what it looks like on the ground. But right now, what the reality is after the Russian warship was sinking, after that finally sunk, I mean, this was the humiliation, the rub of Vladimir Putin. And so now it is all about pressing forward as much as possible, which is what I said after this happened, in trying to knock down everything they can in the Ukraine. So they have definitely started a major assault in the Donbass area. And they bombarded other cities across the Ukraine on Monday with 4 missile strikes in one western city. 7 people died there. And they're taking aim at other regions. But the Ukrainian forces keep resisting. Keep resisting. No matter what's being thrown at them. All right, music means we got to step aside. Did you do those taxes? Did you race to the post office to make sure it was stamped on the 18th? Some thoughts on that.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. 'Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. Should 5% appear too small?
Taxes today, or have you done it? Because tax day cometh and goeth away. Millions of Americans didn't file their taxes until maybe the last second. A lot of activity, last minute activity. I know, I saw, because I was at the post office today and it was jammed. The parking lot's never full, and it was like overflow, as though there had been some sort of a concert that all of a sudden was a pop-up concert. But it was a pop-up, I got to get my IRS deal in. As of April 8th, the Internal Revenue Service had gotten more than 103 million returns and issued refunds totaling $204 billion to more than 63 million taxpayers. Last year, more than 169 people filed returns, meaning that at that point, 40% or so had yet to file. So there's people that didn't file until the very end, right? And look, the IRS is buried in a backlog of 20 million tax returns from previous years. They had to hire 10,000 new employees to clear the backlog. And even President Biden has proposed giving the IRS $80 billion, yes, 80 with a B, $80 billion over the next 10 years to staff up and modernize the agency. But in Congress, at least the Republicans, they're pretty happy to just boot this down the road. Just let the struggle continue. Just let it continue. And why is that? And the reason is because, listen, so many people, when I would raise my hand, I would agree with this. So many people would like to see something else happen here when it comes to taxes, right? So when I say something else happen, meaning something completely different, I say this all the time. Is it a flat tax? I don't know. Is it a fair tax? Is it some other way to do this? If you want to modernize and change things around, spend that $80 billion on a different system. right? One that works better. You know, it works perfectly fine if you have one W-2, if you have one job where you know exactly to the penny what's happening and it's so, so easy, right? But most people, we live in the gig economy right now. And more than ever, small business, the backbone of the U.S., entrepreneurism. So this is where it all gets murky. And things have changed when it comes to the IRS and what you're filing and all of that. So a lot of people, I think, will be doing that whole extension thing. Still means you have to pay. You're estimating what the tax is. But you're getting in all the paperwork and everything else that would be combined for it later. Because you just don't have time for that. I do not have time, people. I can't figure this out. So it is a perfect time on tax day for that to come up. Could there be a flat tax, a fair tax, any other kind of tax? Just stop taxing us with the three dreaded letters, the IRS. But to tear up the IRS, figure it all out, and modernize in a different way and get the kind of system I think we need moving into the future, it'll take a long time to do that based on the dinosaur that already the IRS is and how it's set up. It's a machine, and the machine might be broken down. There might be problems with it, but that machine is not getting replaced anytime soon. Eventually, I don't know, maybe, but when I say eventually, we're talking about, if I were to take bets on this, I would say that probably we are looking at maybe two decades. I mean, seriously, there have been conversations about abolishing the Internal Revenue Service ever since I've been on the air, even before that. And it never really goes anywhere. It just becomes an interesting conversation, but it doesn't go anywhere. So I don't always agree with Senator Ted Cruz, but he did tweet out on Monday a proposal to do away with the federal agency responsible for collecting taxes, floating a different idea, saying abolish the IRS, hashtag tax day. But here's the thing. Okay, but what are we doing and replacing it? What are we replacing it with? What is that going to look like? Give us some ideas. What is it? And there's contempt for the IRS. We know that. We know it. I mean, there's been cuts to it in the past. There's been studies that found, look, in just 2 years ago, 3 years ago, they did this study that said if you slash resources to the IRS, it makes it less effective. And the Treasury could have seen $34.3 billion more in taxes from large companies if it had $13.7 billion in funding. Syracuse University did the study. They found that the underfunded IRS is more likely to audit low-income taxpayers, that's nice, than their wealthier counterparts who file more complex returns. So the more convoluted pain in the rear end your return is, the better chance you squeak it through. Right? You squeak it through. I mean, look, the tax structure is ridiculous. It's like a bad game of Jenga gone wild, where every brick that you pull out makes everything collapse. And it's so needless. There should be more conversation about what do we do to make this better. If we live in the greatest country, this is what I don't understand. We live in the greatest country in the face of the earth. We have super smart people. We have all kinds of committees on the Hill, and yet there's these conversations, but they never go anywhere. You mean to tell me we can do incredible things with technology, but we cannot figure out a convoluted, antiquated system in pulling it apart and redoing it a different way? I don't get it. It goes in that pile of, don't make me think about this too long. And I have probably about 20 of those. And the dreaded three letters is on it. I get it when it was initially set up. Go back into our vault, into our history. But then the machine wasn't working any longer. You know, it'd be like if, imagine with the cities we have and the population we have, and I'm serious about this kind of bent analogy. It'd be like if we delivered the mail, which already has its own problems, if we delivered the mail Pony Express style. Oh, it's not just, it's not a stunt, but this is how we do things here in the United States. We are going to deliver your mail Pony Express style. Maybe once a week. You'll see the guy with the saddle go by, or maybe the woman, and they'll dump it out right there in that mailbox. Going old school. It's just too old school. Ridiculously old school. And there are better ways to do it. And I think the more you get away from it, the more the population grows, the more we have an entrepreneurial spirit that continues to spread, gig workers, all of that, I think the harder it gets to do this, unravel it. That's the rub. That if there really was an investigation into, okay, how do we make this better? Let's plug in Genius 1, 2, and 3, and let's just go for it and figure it out. Let's focus on this. Because it still could be a revenue generator. It's not saying that people won't pay their fair share of taxes, but that's what the key is. Their fair share of taxes. And what are the fair share of taxes? It's already upside down. And it's the thing nobody wants to deal with. Right? I mean, nobody wants to deal with it. Especially if they owe, because it worries them to death that they have something wrong, that they filed something wrong. Oh, I filed something wrong. And they think that they're going to be cuffed immediately. You know, it's like every commercial you hear, radio or television, when you hear about the IRS and what do you owe the IRS and we can negotiate a settlement, because people are scared to death that this is it. This is the moment they're going to get taken down, as if they're a tax evader. When so often people, I think, actually, I don't have any proof of this. This is unofficial, but just based on conversations. How many people don't claim enough deductions? How many people are giving money back and they don't realize it? And, of course, the IRS is not going to find that money for you. No. All right, many of you had many interesting things to say. That's why we are hot-footing it down to the mailbag. Meet you there.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russia has begun its offensive in eastern Ukraine in hopes of capturing the Russian-leaning Donbas region. In the western part of the country, at least 7 people were killed in Russian airstrikes on Lviv, which until now was a safe hub for those escaping war. And Ukrainians continue to resist the Russians in the southern port city of Mariupol. Chief of Staff for Ukraine's President Andriy Yermak told CNN that his country needs a new security system.
All systems of the security not work, and I can say not exist.
Yermak adds that they will do their best to talk with the U.S., the U.K., and others in creating that new system. To that end, President Volodymyr Zelensky has formally applied for membership in the European Union. He says it's the aspiration Ukrainians are fighting for and that they've been mentally in Europe for a long time. This is USA Radio News. Planes, trains, and other forms of public transportation no longer require a mask at the moment. The TSA is no longer enforcing a mask mandate for travel after a federal judge in Florida struck down the CDC directive. Judge Catherine Kimball Mazzell ruled that the agency exceeded its authority in issuing the mandate. An official with the Biden administration says the agencies are reviewing the decision and are considering next possible steps. Meanwhile, masks are being strongly recommended in the meantime. A good deal of infrastructure will require American-made materials soon.
The Biden administration will require infrastructure projects to be outfitted with U.S.-made materials. The Office of Management and Budget directing federal agencies to ensure that by mid-May, all projects funded by the infrastructure package are made with domestic iron and steel. That means all manufacturing processes will occur in the United States. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You have mail, mistress.
What? Pig in the mailbag.
Writes and says, yo, Kate, I am so glad we sunk. And I say we because I feel like we're in it with the Ukrainians, even if we're really not physically there. Most of us are backing them anyway. I think it's wonderful that the Ukrainians sunk Putin's pride in the Black Sea, nailing that Russian warship. I mean, it may lead to more problems for the Ukrainians, but I love Zelensky because he's a manly man. He's not afraid of anything. He just wants to defend his country for the liberty, as you say, we get to drink from every single day. And so far, I think a lot of Americans, at least lately in the last couple of years, have taken that for granted. Boy, people, all you have to do is look at what's going on in the Ukraine and what Putin has done to realize how lucky we are, even if we're at each other's throats over masks or vaccines or ideologies politically or otherwise. We still are so damn lucky. Yep, I love the way you said that, Doug. We are very, very, very lucky. I tell myself that every day. So I have no problem with that. I love living in America. I've visited other countries. There are wonderful people all over the world. Yes, the world is more global. I agree. I understand that. But you can see why people want to have that freedom. You can see why Zelensky does not want to give up and wave the white flag, because he knows his people will be trampled on and they'll be forced to swallow the bitter pill of no more democracy. It's not a democracy if the Soviets annex the country, if they take it over, if they take him out. Here's one from Joseph, and Joseph says, "Hi, Kate, I've been sending you emails here and there when I think of things.
I think you're right. I heard you say one time that you know people listen to the show at different times and you think it's a thoughtful crowd because often it feels like people aren't just shooting from their hip, but they're thinking about things that have been talked about or things they'd like to hear talked about or what they're seeing in whatever neighborhood they come from. And I think the thing that we're seeing is that we're in a world where so much is uncertain and it feels shaky. Whether we want to believe that or not, it feels shaky. I worry for grandchildren. I worry for future generations. Is it because I see apathy? Well, there's some of that. Is it because I wonder about the climate? And I am a hardcore, staunch conservative. I think that's nothing to do with that. I think you have to look at what are we doing to the planet. And if everybody keeps doing the damage to the planet at an incredible rate, well, you would have to think, just like anything else, it would start to wear out. Is the planet tired of us? I don't know. It's confusing. My granddaughter tries to explain it to me all the time from what she hears in science class. But I just pray for her future and everybody else's, because you look at the Putin situation, you look at what's going on in the Ukraine, it does definitely touch all of us. What if this madman does decide to go nuclear? What if he uses chemical weapons on the people in the Ukraine? Does nobody step in then? Do we allow more atrocities to continue? How do we not step into the middle of that? But if we step into the middle of it, it's World War III. And what does that mean for the rest of the world? What does that mean for the United States? What does it mean for our allies, who maybe would jump in as well? So we look at post-COVID. We look at inflation. We look at the frustration of the supply chain and cross your fingers, cross your heart, and pray to God as we move forward, things get better and not worse. Boy, that you threw out a lot there. So I'm going to say all of those concerns are valid, because it does feel, it feels like we live in, well, it feels like we live in upside down times in a sense. And that part of that is the post-COVID. It's that, it's the lag, it's the hangover, it's the exhaustion, it's the confusion over, okay, you're isolated for so long, and then you look at, you work for a company and you don't really want to go back in the office, but then you want to go back in the office. You want to go out to lunch, you want to go to happy hours, you want to be there with other people in the trenches. But not everybody wants to do that. It's really, really, we live in a, you know what it is? I say all the time, we live in a figure-it-out world, so you have to figure it out for yourself. That's the overarching theme. But it's an a la carte situation. So you got to figure out what you want to do with this a la carte situation that we're all in, professionally especially, but it could be personal too. You know, I have a good friend who works for a huge company in the United States. They have thousands, they're global actually. They have thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of employees. I won't even say their name, but because I'm privy to some of the things that happened with the company. But they're thinking about, everybody else is thinking about engagement. How do we keep people engaged? We can't get qualified candidates no matter what we offer them. And then the other problem that we have is we took a poll of our people. We let them all fill out this survey. Do you want to come back to work? Do you want to work virtually? Do you want to work where you come into the office as needed? Do you want to work where you come into the office once or twice a week? So you had four choices. And people were all over the place. It was like a la carte. So you had people that wanted a little of everything. And what does that mean for that space, that commercial space? What does it mean for managers? And this is happening in big corporations, mid-sized companies, and smaller companies. Because there is a term, it's called WFA, work from anywhere. And we absolutely have so much of work from anywhere, which is good for some people and not good for others, right? So it is lopsided. It is a weird feeling, like our balance, kind of like our balance is off. And probably not everybody. Some people listening to this are like, what are you talking about, lady? Balance. We got balance. We got a la carte. That's what we have. This is from Colin. And Colin says, hi, Kate Delaney and listeners. I am looking at constantly this commercial. I thought of you and the technology series that you used to run, where you talked about whatever the newest technology was, and you had a lot of people on to talk about technology. And I guess you still do have some of that. But you look at the iPhone and the success of the iPhone, but the addiction of the iPhone, and as it gets bigger and better, I guess in some senses, I think our ADHD or ADD or whatever it's called, Kate, I think it gets worse and worse for more people. So technology gives and technology takes away, doesn't it? I noticed when I was out with my family the last couple of days, how many people, even on Easter, were not really having conversation. They were more engrossed in the conversation on their phone. Now, look, you could have an emergency or you could be getting in touch with someone because you're going to work and you're lopping off a couple extra hours, but how many people really need to have their face in their phone when they could be having conversation with the people around them? Well, that's the new anxiety. Is how much stress does the scroll cause you when you're looking at social media or you're answering every text that comes in or, you know, whatever, the list goes on and on and on. But then on the other hand, what happens if you're trapped? What happens if you're stranded in the car? Yeah, we get it. It's the yin and the yang of where we are, but it's where we are. Technology is just going to keep hammering us faster, harder, bigger, badder. It just is. So this iPhone 13 is bigger, better, badder, right? You're going to get anything you want and more because it always delivers whatever you need, whether it's on the camera side, whether it's on the video side, whether it's social media, pictures, all of that. I mean, so much of it is that. And connecting with other people, what does it carry with it? And the answer is, it's amazing. You know, there's a lot of things you can do with every time the technology is upgraded. But then it becomes more intriguing, maybe, to stay on your phone. And I get that. As much as I say, you know, I can pull myself out of it, and I do. I do what I tell people to do. What my suggestion is, sometimes no matter what, you got to take a break. So you just put it away, just shut it off. Go fishing, throw it in your tackle box. I mean, seriously, don't be fishing. And I see this. I've seen this fishing where somebody's on their phone, and you might say, "Look, we caught this fish," but that's not what they're doing. They're going through scrolls, and they're posting things, and they're, you know, that's what they're doing. And far be it for me to judge somebody else, but I do think that affects our focus. It does give us that attention deficit disorder, and there's an anxiety that's attached to it, too. But we all know it. It's just a question of, you know, what can you do? Do it just a little bit. A little of this, a little of that. That seems to be the best way, I think. You can always send me your thoughts, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Imagine if there was a mic drop moment that we could all laugh at. You don't have to imagine.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Pauti Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Won the lottery and you did not claim it, right? You did not claim it. So you know how that is, right? You go and you get some gas or you're in a new state because you're visiting somebody and people keep talking about the lottery. Oh my gosh, lottery is so much, you know, and you decide, well, I don't usually play, but I'm going to plunk down a couple of bucks. And so you get a lottery ticket. And then you forget about it. It's stuffed in your jacket. It's stuffed in your pants pockets. It gets washed. It falls apart in the dryer. You throw out the little remains of it. Hopefully it's not numbers that you know well, because then if you were to somehow look up those numbers way down the line, it could be really depressing. So I kind of delved into this just for all of you. Right? Because we need some, I don't know if it's necessarily lighter moments, but reminders that if you do buy a ticket, a chance random ticket to win, maybe you just want to check those numbers, right? So I remember this. This happened last year. There was a $26 million. That is a game changer for anyone listening to the show, unless Ben Affleck or J-Lo or someone like that. Some of my fringe listeners are out there. They probably listen to us on KCAA. A $26 million California lottery jackpot unclaimed, right? So the winner of this lottery and any lottery, you have a certain amount of days. You have 180 days to claim your prize. And if you find that ticket afterwards, it's too late. Once the deadline passes on, that's it. You're out of luck. So, like, if I find the ticket and it's 2 weeks later, if it's a year later, it's too bad, so sad. They even knew that this winning ticket was sold at an ARCO gas station, AMPM convenience store, in Los Angeles County, right? But, you know, they don't know. They never knew. So there was a woman, because, of course, everybody's trying to say that they had the golden ticket that somehow evaporated. There was a woman who bought the ticket, who bought a ticket, and this was last year, came in there and said the ticket was destroyed when she washed it with her laundry. That is what happens, right? That's what happens. And there's just no way. You could have security footage, all that kind of stuff, but you have to take a picture of your lottery ticket. You have to sign it. So that's the thing, if you don't. And she may have had that ticket, $26 million, and she thinks she really did have that ticket that was the big ticket. And there have been others along the way. I mean, maybe not for as much, but there have been others who have had, you know, other Powerballs, et cetera, that have had unclaimed prizes, and you can't go back. Even like $1 million. Somebody in Michigan, so I dug into this, right? Somebody in Michigan, they got the ticket at Warren Market in Michigan, and they won, I'm doing this as a public service, they won $1 million on match five. They have until May 5th to claim that $1 million. So if you're listening, because we have listeners in Michigan, you're at Warren Market in Macomb, you know who you are, then check. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you saved it somehow, right? Here's one in Michigan. It's at Pine Knob Winer Shop. $150,000. $150,000. I could use $150,000. We could get a boat for that, right? 6 days to claim that. And that was a match four plus Powerball. So, wow, almost the whole enchilada. But match four plus Powerball. And then, for our friends listening in Connecticut, if you've been at the Mill Plain Package Store in Danbury, $1 million maybe is yours, match five. You have 74 days to claim that prize. But this is from the beginning of the year. So I think people forget. There's a whole bunch in Arizona, too. Somebody in Tucson, Arizona, is floating around with a decent ticket where they've got $1 million on it on a match five. They have 135 days. It's so fascinating to me. I mean, just to even think that you could have $1 million waiting for you. You could have $150,000. $150,000 still, by the time you take taxes out, that's good money. So I'm going to say, mic drop to all you people who lose those tickets. Duh. Boom. Check the tickets. Check the tickets. That's what you want to do. You want to be that person that skates in at the last second, because we have heard those stories. We have heard about those people who have won the lottery when they weren't sure, right? But they figured it out. They found out, and they ended up winning. They ended up winning before it was too late. There was a Powerball winner who, and some places you don't have to claim it. There's a power, like, you can be anonymous. There was a Powerball winner who wanted to be anonymous and said he wasn't aware of his win since the drawing a couple of weeks ago, and he waited to come forward. So he came forward, and it turns out that he won a $20 million prize. $20 million? $20 million is big, right? But that's choosing, still having the ticket, right? So if you're going to get the ticket, there's a lesson in this. If you're going to get the ticket, if you're going to bother to get the ticket, you have to bother to put it somewhere where you can at least check it. Somewhere where you can check it and you don't forget about it. and you don't get caught in that in-between where you're like, oh, I think those are my numbers. I think I might have that ticket. But it washed away. It washed away. Wouldn't be good. A couple of minutes left in this segment at the tail end of the hour. I think the things that are on our mind, we paid our taxes or didn't pay our taxes and are trying to scrape it together or figure it out. I know there was a lot of last minute going on there. It makes sense, right? And then we're looking at the Ukraine and fingers crossed and everything else that we're not going to see any kind of chemical weapons, because what if chemical weapons came out? Of course, if any kind of a nuclear option was used, well, game over. Then we're all in this. It's World War III. And then the biggest story of all is the Florida judge voiding the mask mandate for planes. Yeah, so travelers are liberated from the mask. And you know, TSA said it, too. They just said it. I got a text a while ago that you can be barefaced, right? So if you are going into an airport, and you're getting on a plane, I mean, there are airlines that are saying optional policy, right? There are people that could wear it if they want to wear it, but now people are going through the turnstiles and they're not having to wear the masks. And this isn't just airlines and airports, it's all kinds of mass transit, taxis, etc. And this is because of this judge in Tampa, actually, Catherine Mizell in Tampa, a U.S. district judge, said that the CDC, in a nutshell, improperly failed to justify its decision and didn't follow proper rulemaking procedures that left it fatally flawed. So the only thing to do was to vacate the rule because of going by the letter of the law, because it'd be impossible to end it for the limited group of people who objected in the lawsuit. So that is huge, my friends. I mean, there were people that were traveling that thought they were going to be wearing masks until May 3rd, because of this BA2 Omicron subvariant that's responsible for the vast majority of the cases in the U.S., but it's not. In fact, I just flew through this airport not long ago, the Tampa International Airport. They released a statement Monday saying that they're aware of the federal ruling and they're waiting for further direction from the TSA, which receives mask guidance from the CDC. The TSA said bareface is fine with us. On that note, we're going to skedaddle. Hats off to Alex for his incredible work, as always, on the technicals. Make it count, everybody.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.